This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And speaking of only you, I am in attendance with Birdie, the lead singer. Say hello.
Hi, kia ora. Kia ora, Dunedin. How are you?
Good, I'm Dunedin. But yeah, if you don't know, Only You is an emo and hardcore band from Otatahi. They are playing at Pearl Diver on the 19th of July, which is this Saturday, alongside Uno Juno and Vagina Dry. And yeah, now that we've got you with us, Birdie, just tell us, how did you all start? How did it come together, this band, this group?
Yeah, so our drummer Daniel and our lead guitarist Charlie were previously in a band together before Only You, during while they were in university here in Christchurch, called The Gateways. they were pretty fun. And while The Gateways were splitting up, we were good friends with someone named Jackson, who was also in a band that was splitting up at the time called Philadelphia Sunshine. He is now our producer. But we all kind of, yeah, everything kind of like stopped working for those bands. And we were all like, how about we start a new band? And I hadn't been in a band before, so it was like pretty big learning curve for me. But yeah, we started like that. Most of the time we were, the way that we properly started, we were all drunk at a party and we were like, oh my God, let's sing Mobo together. Let's like start a band. And we got the name Only You, from looking at a bunch of beauty products and being like, oh my God, that looks like a great name.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And all kind of a common interest, all kind of aligned with hardcore, I guess. Or what was any divides in that at first?
Honestly, not so much. I mean, I'm pretty sure Daniel, our drummer, he listens to, like, definitely not the kind of music that we play, but he's also just very happy to hit the drums. And he is very engaged, and he's a very good drummer. So we let him, he goes to country music, he goes, like, to country gigs up in Auckland and stuff. No and way. While I wouldn't do that, I support him.
Well, as long as he's here for it, he's...
Yeah, he's happy.
He wears many hats, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, for you yourself, what have been your biggest influences, like even before the band, or what's inspired kind of your sound?
That's pretty interesting. So I was raised on, like from my father, I was raised with a lot of like OG, like 2000s and 90s dubstep, like London dubstep.
No way.
And then and Radiohead from my mom. Then as I got a little bit older, when I was a teenager, I was obsessed with like My Chemical Romance and Pierce the Veil.
You have to be. You have to be.
Of course. And then I got a little bit older than that, and I started listening to bands like Descendants and Rites of Spring and Sunny Day Real Estate. And so that's where I get a lot of my influence from when it comes to the way that I sound. But then I also have influence from like musicians like The Beths, although I don't really sound like Liz. And still, I just love the way that she is. Her music, her writing is just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely one of the trailblazers from New Zealand.
So talented.
And yeah, so your recent EP is Everything You Wished You Could Forget. Where did you record this? How did this all come together?
So our old bass player Jackson, from when we first started the band, so he has his own studio here in Christchurch, and he's done all of our double singles and now our EP leading up to this. We just decided, like, we've been doing so many double singles over the years, we'd release like two a year, and then we're like, okay, finally ready for like a little bit of like a debut EP moment. We had the songs ready, and so we just were like, Jackson, get us in the studio, please. And it worked. So we recorded it. It took us pretty, it didn't take very long, actually. Really? I'd say we're pretty tight. Like we know what we need to do. The vocals take the longest because I'm hypercritical. But the voice only took like 2 days. So it was very good.
Well, you have to be hypercritical. Yeah.
But... to some degree, surely.
Do you still have fun listening to it?
Yeah, I think that this EP was the first, like being brutally honest here, it was the first time I was able to listen through every single song and not want to hide under a desk. So I was very proud of myself for that. I really love Chloe. Like, I have Chloe. I don't know if it's Ego Andy, but I have it in my playlist that I listen to daily. I think it's a really good song.
Well, that's why you make music. If it's you're making it for other people, but you also want something to add to your playlist, like
exactly.
You got to scratch your own itch if someone else isn't doing it for you.
Yes.
But definitely. And so, how would you say, like, because you said you've, like, well, how has your music changed? Because your first one was Lobster and Mediocre at Best. That was your first. First like double single, I guess. How has your sound changed since then?
I feel like, so we still play those two songs like every time we gig, just because they're like our old classics.
Yeah.
But I feel like obviously back then, like, I was quite new to songwriting within a band and singing within a band. The others had obviously been previously in bands, but I think, like, obviously over the years you work out your sound a bit more. You work out exactly who your influences are and how you can, like, be derivative from them without copying. I just feel like, yeah, we've just, like, kind of grown a lot, and we've changed bass players 3 times.
Oh, really?
So I think our sound has changed with each bass player, I'd say. And our current bass player, Dom, he is very talented. He runs around on stage. He's got so much energy, and I think he's a big reason as to, like, how we've changed our sound, because he's very much so able to play very fun and very up-tempo.
Epic. And yeah, what are the crowds like at your, I've seen some pictures on your Instagram, but of just the vibes of your concert, but how would you describe it, like the atmosphere?
I would say that for our headlining shows, the atmosphere is like absolutely electric. Like, we have so many people who very consistently come out to our shows, and then we always have people who are new and are just super excited to see us. I mean, for our EP, we did a fundraiser show because we were like, hey, we are musicians and we are poor, and we would love some money so we could make more music for you. And that sold out before we even opened doors. And not only that, we sold out of all of our merch that we were selling. And it felt really, really good. And like this, I feel like the sense of community within our fan base, and then also just our friends and our peers that we know, is really beautiful. It's really, really lovely.
Definitely. No, that's amazing. And yeah, so you've the first time you played outside of Christchurch was Otupoti, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was our first time almost just over a year ago now, actually.
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't know if I can say shit. I think I can say that. Anyway.
I don't even know if I've been swearing or not, so I hope I haven't been.
I think you're fine. I think we've played a lot worse music than just a few shits here and there. Anyway.
Shit. we can both say it.
Yeah, yeah. What was it like? Like, was it scary to kind of leave the hometown, leave what you're used to?
Yeah, we were really excited. In all honesty, it was a little bit of a stressful period because our bass player that we had left the band. We'll say left the band 2 weeks before our show in Dunedin. Ooh. So we had to change someone up very quickly. And luckily, so Jared, who is now our second guitarist, was playing bass for us down in Dunedin. But aside from that, it was really, really exciting to have the drive down and little road trip with the band and just like play somewhere else. The people at yours were really, really lovely.
Yeah.
And the bands that we played with were super cool too. The energy down in Otupoti is like different, but in a really good way. Like,
yeah,
it's more very community-based down there. It's community-based up here, but just differently.
Definitely. Like, I know a lot of artists actually struggle to sell tickets, even, like, big names, just because it's a very much, like, I'll decide on the day, like,
that's the
thing.
Hard thing. It's like that here, too. And so with what we had there, it was $5, I think, just to get in. And we had quite a few people from Dunedin give us more money than that just because they wanted to. And I was like, do you want something in exchange? They're like, no. And I was like, okay, you don't have to pay that much. But it was really cool to see that kind of community here, because in Christchurch, it's like, we have tickets, we have set limits and stuff. It's not very common. Like, Koha isn't a thing here, which is why I'm excited to play at Pearl Diver, because they have the Koha gigs, which is what we've got lined up for Saturday.
Definitely. And yeah, have you heard much of Uno Junos or Vagina Drive before?
Yeah, so Uno Juno, we were supposed to play with them when they came to Christchurch. I think it was earlier this year, but dates just didn't line up. But we have played with Vagina Dry a couple of times now, and we are good friends with both bands. I think they're both very talented, very strong ladies and they thems in that band. I love them so much. Like, really cool. Elle from Vagina Dry is just so amazing. Yeah. Beautiful person. And so is Mona. Like, Ramona's so cool.
No, they're good people, and it'll be a great time.
Yeah.
What are the other main kind of differences you find between just Dunedin and Christchurch, really?
Well, obviously, Dunedin's like a smaller place. However, I find that more people are willing to go out and go seek out gigs for bands, pardon me, that they don't know. Christchurch, it's kind of hard. Like, it's the second largest city per capita, like, based on, like, population in New Zealand, but that's also, like, extended out to Canterbury. But it's the music scene here is pretty, like, small. Not insular, like, as in you can't get in, but it's just not known. Like, if you go on, like, the, like, I'm exposing myself here as a Reddit user, but if you go on, like, the Christchurch subreddit, you see so many people being like, hey, where's all the live music at? And it's like, well, it's actually right there if you know where to look, but some people just don't know where to look. But then I feel like the community is very the same. However, I feel like Dunedin definitely has more of like a focus on accessibility. And you're seeing it a bit more in Christchurch now with like waged and unwaged tickets, but that's only been like coming, that's only been like popping up here in Christchurch like very recently.
Yeah, it's only really just the newest meta like of it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I will end the interview there. If I feel like we've
totally
but it was epic talking to you. That's epic.
Yeah, it was so lovely to chat to you.
Word of the week. I've been saying that way too often, but I love
hashtag epic.
But it describes it perfectly. And yeah, and in case you didn't hear at the start, they are playing this Saturday, the 19th of July, at Pearl Diver. And yeah, this is Only You. You can check them out on Spotify as well, and if people were to listen to any song, like when trying to find you out, figure out what's your style, what would you recommend?
I would highly recommend Chloe. It's the first song on REP. It's my absolute favorite. It's a lot of people's favorite. So Chloe by Only You. I highly recommend it.
Definitely. Well, coincidentally, I've got it playing up next on Q, so they don't even need to make it that far. But yeah, thank you so much. Only you. This has been Birdie forever.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.